Welcome to Time of Conflict. This is the second tutorial. It's the advanced tutorial in the two tutorial series. We'll be covering list commands, memory commands, and other advanced commands. And we're going to be using the Battle of Britain custom map to demonstrate these commands. Let's begin.
Time of conflict at register for David Greenwood. Time 0. Your submarine HMS Titus sunk by German submarine at 48.41. Your destroyer HMS 6 sunk by German submarine at 44.36. Your destroyer HMS Forsyth takes a hit from German fighter at 1.15. Your destroyer HMS Forsyth damaged by German fighter at 1.15. German fighter shot down by your destroyer HMS Forsyth at 2.15. Your destroyer HMS Forsyth takes a hit from German fighter at 1.15. Your destroyer HMS Forsyth sunk by German fighter at 1.15. German fighter shot down by your destroyer HMS Mashona at 43.36. Your destroyer HMS Mashona takes a hit from German fighter at 42.35. Your destroyer HMS Mashona takes a hit from German fighter at 42.35. Your destroyer HMS Mashona damaged by German fighter at 42.35. German fighter shot down by your destroyer HMS Mashona at 43.36. German fighter shot down by your destroyer HMS Mashona at 43.36. German fighter shot down by your destroyer HMS Mashona at 43.36. German troop transport to the southwest period. Your destroyer HMS Achates awakens period. Your destroyer HMS Achates at 3.3 period. Idle 3 moves remaining period. Location Bay of Biscay in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, what I'd like to first discuss is lists. Lists are ways of handling a few or many units at one time. The units are displayed in a list box, and you can select as many or as you want and perform an action on them. To bring up a list of infantry, you press Alt-I, list of armor, Alt-A, Alt-S for submarines, Alt-C for carriers, Alt-T for transports, Alt-D for destroyers. You're probably seeing a pattern there. So take the first letter of the unit and press the Alt, and that will bring up a list of the units that are in the scope for that search. I'll talk about scope a little later on, but one thing I would like to mention is that the lists are in order of closest first. Now this is pretty important. If let's say you found an enemy battleship and you wanted to find any nearby fighters that could attack it, you could just locate your cursor on the battleship and then do an Alt F, and all the fighters closest to the battleship will be displayed. Then you could select them and then send them in the direction of the battleship. Okay, let's just take a look at destroyers. I'm going to hit Alt-D.
Alt-D, multi select list box, destroyer HMS Mashona at 42.35, idle distance to southwest, 13.
Okay, the first destroyer looks like it's been damaged. You hear the crash sound, broken glass sound. Let's send it to a nearby city for repairs. So, it's the first item in the list. I press F on it.
F, move to desired destination and press T period. Time of conflict dash register to David Greenwood.
Now let me look for a city. That's the closest city to this destroyer.
Alt Y, multi-select list box. German Rotterdam at 46.39, distance 4 northeast, 30.
Looks like Rotterdam's the closest, but that's not part of the Allies' bases. So let's continue looking down the list.
German listed at 30, Dover at 35.33, okay. Producing infantry units, distance 7 southwest, unselected.
So Dover is 7 cells away. So let's send it in the direction of Dover. It's the closest.
Time of conflict dash register to David Greenwood. Path set for your destroyer HMS Mashona. German troop transport to the southwest period. Your destroyer HMS Achates awakens period. Your destroyer HMS Achates at 3.3 period. Idle 3 moves remaining period. Location Bay of Biscay in Atlantic Ocean. German troop transport to the southwest period.
Okay, now we should probably attack this troop carrier. We've got another destroyer here. Let's see what we can do with him. There seems to be
A, border to the west period. German troop transport to the east, German troop transport to the southeast, and German troop transport to the south period. All water period.
It's a healthy destroyer, so let's take an attack on this troop transport. So to take a piece or to attack a unit, you move over top of the unit. So the troop transport is directly east of the destroyer, so I hit Control L to go east.
Control L. German troop transport takes a hit from your destroyer HMS Ajaxa 2,2. German troop transport takes a hit from your destroyer HMS Ajaxa 2,2. German troop transport sunk by your destroyer HMS Ajaxa 2,2. Your fighter at 5,28 period within your city of Penzance. Fuel remaining 24. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location England and Britain. There is land from the southwest to east period.
Okay, we destroyed that troop transport. Now we've got some fighters in Penzance. Let's do a patrol. What I like to do is to send them off in all directions. The enemy's probably going to be coming from the south at this point, or southeast or southwest. So let's send the fighters. We'll send the first one south, and I'll hit the shift and the down arrow.
Left direction set for your fighter. Your fighter at 5,28 period within your city of Penzance. Fuel remaining 24. Idle 6 moves remaining period.
Here's another fighter. Let's set it to the southwest by hitting shift and the appropriate direction key.
Direction set for your fighter. 2 moves left. Reach edge of map period. Border to the west here. All one left. Direction set for your fighter. Your fighter at 5,28 period.
Okay, we've got one more fighter in Penzance. And let's set it. Well, we probably have more than one, but I'd like to send one fighter to the southeast.
Greater direction set for your fighter. German battleship Prince Eugen to the east period. Period. 1 move left.
We have found a battleship. Now, battleships are pretty powerful. They can bombard your cities. They've got 10 hit points, and so they can easily eliminate 3 destroyers. And so it's good to get rid of them as soon as you can.
German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,23. Location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean.
So what I'm going to do is I'm on top. I've positioned the cursor on top of the battleship. I'm going to open up a list of fighters and see which ones are close.
Hold F 51. Multi-select whistle.
Okay, I'm going to select fighters that I think are within striking range.
Unselected. Unselected.
The
fighter
first
at 10,20 space. Fighter at 10. Unselected. Fighter at 5,22 moving south. Distance 6 southwest.
The second one is, but it is. It's used up all its turns for this. Its moves for this turn, but I'll select it anyway.
Space selected. Fighter at 5,28 idle distance 6 northwest. Selected.
I've already selected this one.
Fighter at 5,28 idle distance 6 northwest. Unselected. Space fighter at 5. Fighter at 14,30 idle distance 7 northeast. Unselected. Space fighter at 4. Fighter at 14,30 idle distance 7 northeast. Space selected. Fighter space. Fighter at selected. Space unselected. Space unselected. Selected. German fighter at 2. Fighter at 18,32 idle distance 9 northeast. Unselected. Space fighter at 18,32 idle distance 9 northeast. Selected.
Okay, I've selected a bunch of fighters. I'm gonna press the F key, which will select these ones, and remember the F key is for the from position, so these are all the froms.
F 10 set, move to desired destination and press T period, time of conflict, dash register.
So we've set the from key on all these 10 fighters. Now,
L, English Channel, German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,23, location English Channel.
Prince Eugen is going to be history, maybe. We press the T on the battleship.
German battleship Prince Eugen to the east period. Your fighter awakens period. Your fighter at 10,23 period. Pat set the German battleship Prince Eugen, 11,23 period. Fuel remaining 19. 1 move remaining period. Location English Channel in Atlantic.
Okay, let's attack the battleship and see how we do.
Control L. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 10,23. German battleship Prince Eugen to the east period. Your fighter awakens period.
Well, we didn't do very well. We got shot down. We've got another chance here. Let's see if we do any better.
Control L. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 10,23. German battleship Prince Eugen to the east period. Your fighter awakens.
We didn't do any better then either. Let's give it another try.
Control L.
Oh, we.
German battleship Prince Eugen takes a hit from your fighter at 11,23. German battleship Prince Eugen damaged by your fighter at 11,23. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 10,23. Your fighter at 18,32 period within your city of Southampton. Fuel remaining 24. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location England and Britain. Your submarine HMS Sea Lion to the southeast and your city of Bournemouth to the south period. There is land from the south to east period. Tap. Your fighter at 18,32 period within your city of Southampton. Fuel remaining 24. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location.
Okay, I'm going to start these guys out on patrol as well. So I'm going to send one south.
Left direction set for your fighter. Your fighter at 18,32 period within your city of Southampton. Fuel control M. 5 moves left. Your city of Southampton to the northeast and your city of Bournemouth to the east period. There is land from the west to east. Traitor, direction set for your fighter at 18,32 period, within your city of Southampton. Fuel. Direction set for your fighter at 29,32 period, within your city of Brighton. Fuel remaining 24, idle 6 moves remaining period, location England and Britain, there is land from the west to east.
Okay, what I just did was I sent a fighter directly south, one southeast and one southwest, so it's patrolling the area. Now, the key thing to remember is the enemy is only seen if it's adjacent to one of your units. Otherwise, it is just a placeholder on the map. It's where you've last seen the enemy. So you may come across an infantry or a unit on the map, and the description may say something like last seen 7 moves ago. Well, the chances are that it's not there still. The only ones that you can be sure of are ones that you're adjacent to. Everything else probably has moved. Cities don't move, of course, but everything else does. So, right now, we've got to put as many fighters down in the English Channel as we can, just to make sure that we don't get attacked by the Germans. They may bring in troop transports and try to land troops and armor. We can't let them do that.
And your fighter at 29,32 period, within your city of Brighton. Fuel remaining 24, idle 6 moves remaining period, location included.
Let's see what's close to Brighton. Now this list command, I've showed you the alt and unit letter. Alt E will do everything. E for everything. Or every unit, if you like.
RD, multi-select list box, city of Brighton at 20, fighter at 29,32, idle distance 0, unselected. Fighter at 29,32, idle distance 0, unselected. Infantry at 31, infantry, city of Portsmouth at 20, German city of Deep at 30, unselected. City of Folkestone, battleship HMS George V at 24,32, idle distance 5 west, unselected.
That's our battleship.
Submarine HMS Seawolf at 24,27, idle distance 5 southwest, unselected. Infantry at 24,32 on sentry distance 5 west, unselected.
Okay, there's nothing really of interest within a close distance.
Infantry at 24,32 on sentry distance 5 west, unselected. Infantry, German city of Calais at 35,27 distance 6 southeast, city of Dover at 35,33 producing infantry units distance 6 northeast, unselected.
Okay,
30 seconds. Escape, time of conflict, dash register
to
David Greenwood. A. Your fighter at 29,32 period, within your city of Brighton, fuel remaining 24, idle 6 moves remaining period.
I'm gonna put everything to sleep in Brighton for the time being.
S. 5 units of Concepta Sentry, your fighter at-
How I did that is using the Shift S key, if you remember that from the
10 seconds.
Beginning tutorial. Shift W
5,
will wake up every
4,
unit within a city as
3,
well.
2,
okay,
1.
We're gonna move here.
Time 1. Submarine damaged by your destroyer HMS Vulcan at 40,38. Your destroyer HMS Vulcan sunk by German submarine at 40,38. Your destroyer HMS Machina sunk by German fighter at 40,33. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,24. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,24. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,24. Battleship Prince Eugen damaged by your fighter at 11,24. Your fighter shot down by German battleship Prince Eugen at 11,24. German battleship Prince Eugen sunk by your fighter at 11,23. German troop transport to the south and German troop transport to the southwest period. Your destroyer HMS Achates awakens period. Your destroyer HMS Achates at 2,2 period. Idle 3 move remaining period. Location Bay of Biscay in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, it looks like we sunk a battleship. Well, that's good news. Okay, now one thing I'd like to do is protect some of our ships that we've got in harbor. We've got a couple battleships that are in the city, and we've got troop transports. We're not in any position to attack the French coast at this point. But once we soften up the German Air Force and get rid of some of these submarines, I think we could probably do that. So what I'm going to do is move some armor to protect the cities that have some of our big ships. Okay, let's find the battleships.
Multi-select list box. Battleship HMS George via 24, 32 idle distance 02. Enter. Time of conflict. Dash register for David Greenwood.
Okay, I hit Alt B, and that found the two battleships. I went to the first one and pressed Enter, and I'm in. Let's see.
Tab. Your battleship HMS George via 24, 32 period within your city of Portsmouth. Idle 3 moves remaining period. Location into the grid.
I'm in Portsmouth, so let's find some armor that's nearby that we could send in. I'd like to send in at least 4 units.
Multi-select list box. Armor at 18, 32 idle distance 6 west 10. Armor at 33, 39 idle distance 9 northeast unselected. Armor at 33, 39 idle distance 9 northeast select. Armor at 33, 39 idle distance 9 northeast select. Armor at 33, 39 idle distance 9 northeast selected. 4 selected.
Okay, I've selected 4 armor there. So I hit F for from.
F4 set. Move to desired destination and press T period. Time of conflict. Dash register for David Green T-Bug 6. Your city of Portsmouth at 24, 30.
We're still in Portsmouth, so I've hit T for 2. And let's see, the troop transports, we've got a bunch of them, and I think they're all located in the same place.
Multi-select list box, troop transport HMS Iceberg 88.
Okay, I'm going to hit the Shift K key to, I'm focused right now on a troop transport. The Shift K key will move up one level to the city. So if I hit Tab.
Tab. Your troop transport HMS Iceberg.
Okay, I hit Shift K.
8.7. Time of conflict. Dash register for David Greenwood. Your city of Portsmouth at 18.31 period. Contains 1 infantry period, 1 fire period, 3 troop transports period. Will produce an infantry and 3 move period. Location in Clinton Britain. German destroyer to the northeast period. Your destroyer HMS Antelope awaits period. 3 move left.
Okay, looks like a destroyer is nearby, but let's see what we've got again.
Multi-select list box. Troop transport HMS Iceberg at 18.31 idle distance 18 southwest 8. Enter. Time of conflict. Dash register for David Greenwood. J. Inclusive 7 L. Bug 7. Your city of Portsmouth at 18.31 period. Contains 1 infantry.
I hit Alt L to see what's in Portsmouth.
Alt L. Multi-select list box. City of Portsmouth at 18.31 producing infantry units distance 06. Troop transport HMS Iceberg. Troop transport HMS. Troop transport HMS. Fire at 18.31 idle distance 0. Unselected. Infantry at 18.31 on sentry. Fire at 8. Unselected. Troop transport HMS Iceberg at 18.31 idle distance 0. Unselected.
There's a couple of troop transports, so let's,
Enter, time of conflict, dash register for David Greenwood.
Let's move some armor into this city.
Hey, debug 7, your city of Portsmouth at 18.31 period.
Well, let's see if there's any armor nearby.
Hold up, multi-select list box, armor at 18.32, idle distance 1 north, 10.
There's one. I'm gonna select it by hitting space.
Space, armor at 18.32, idle distance 1 north, selected.
I hit Alt-A, by the way, to bring up the armor.
Armor at 14.30 idle distance 4 southwest unselected.
There's another armor.
Space armor at 14.30 idle distance 4 southwest selected. Armor at 14.39 idle distance 8 northwest unselected. Space armor at 14.39 idle distance 8 northwest selected.
What I'm looking for is armor that's idle that I haven't already assigned.
Armor at 5.28 idle distance 13 southwest unselected.
I think 3 armor is enough. So let's I've selected 3, so let's press F.
F preset. Move to desired destination and press T period. Time of conflict. Dash register for David Bug 7. Your city of Bournemouth at 18, comma.
Still in Bournemouth, so I hit T.
Your destroyer to the northeast period. Your destroyer HMS Antelope awaits period. Your destroyer HMS Antelope at 36.41 period. Idle 3 move remaining period. Location North Sea and Atlantic Ocean. Debug 134.
Okay, should we get rid of that destroyer there? What the heck? Let's do it. I may not choose to do it in a real game, but at this point, it might be worth demonstrating this. So the computer has taken us to a destroyer. Where is the destroyer?
J, North Sea at 35.41 and L, debug 134. Your destroyer HMS Antelope at 36.41 period. Idle 3 move remaining period. Location North Sea and Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, it's in the North Sea, and there's a destroyer.
A, German destroyer to the northeast period. There is an answer from the south to southwest period.
I hit A, and it told me that for adjacent area, and it told me there's destroyer to the northeast. So let's go in that direction. So I'm going to hit control and the northeast direction arrow, which would be a 9 on the keypad or an O on the character keys.
Control O.
Uh-oh.
Your destroyer HMS Antelope takes a hit from German destroyer 37.42. German destroyer takes a hit from your destroyer HMS Antelope at 37.42. German destroyer takes a hit from your destroyer HMS Antelope at 37.42. Your destroyer HMS Antelope damaged by German destroyer at 37.42. German destroyer sunk by your destroyer HMS Antelope at 37.42. 2 moves left, all water period.
Okay, we won that battle. Now, the only negative is that it sounds like we've got some damage, so let's see what, how much.
J, Mark C of 37, Flight 134, your destroyer HMS Antelope with 37,42 period, hits remaining 2, idle 2 moves remaining period, location Mark C in Atlantic Ocean.
So not too much damage, we've, out of the 3 hit points, we've got 2 left. So what I'm going to do is check to see if there's any city nearby to recoup some of this, to get the damage repaired. So I hit an F on the damage destroyer.
F, move to desired destination and press T period.
And then I hit Alt Y to find the nearby cities.
Alt Y, multi-select list box, London at 33,39, reducing infantry units, distance 4 southwest, 30.
And it, London's 4 away, that's not bad. So we can get there in just over a turn, and then another turn for repairs, and then it'll be out and roaming the seas again. So I hit T on London.
Time of conflict, patch registered for David Greenwood, patch sent for your destroyer HMS Antelope, your fire at 11,23 period, fuel remaining 9, idle 3 moves remaining period, location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean, debug 31, your fire to the north period, all water period, 3 moves left, your fire to the north period, all water period. Tab, your fire at 11,23 period, fuel remaining 9, idle 3 moves remaining period, location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean, debug 31.
Okay, this is one that, one of the fighters that was on patrol. Now, the, we don't want to go too far, because we're only patrolling the close to the shore. So to send a fighter home without having to press the F key and then finding the city and then hitting the T key, there's a special key just to send a fighter home, and that's the H key. So by pressing H,
your fighter sent to return for refueling to your city of Penzance at 5,28 period. Your fighter now has only half a tank of fuel period. Your fighter at 12,26 period. Fuel remaining 12. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean. Debug 34. All water period.
Okay, there's another fighter that's running low on fuel, so we'll hit H again.
Hey, your fighter sent to return for refueling to your city of Plymouth at 14,30 period. Your fighter now has only half a tank of fuel period. Your fighter at 1,22 period. Fuel remaining 12. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean.
And again, H.
Hey, your fighter sent to return for refueling to your city of Penzance at 5,28 period. German submarine to the northeast period. Your fighter awakens period. 4 moves left.
Ah, we've got a submarine here. What I'm going to do, just in case we lose the battle and I forget where he is, I'm going to memorize where he's located.
35, English Channel at 3,25, German submarine at 4,25, location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean.
So I'm going to use a memory key by pressing Shift and one of the numbers. So I'm going to assign it to Shift
20 seconds. 2. Action memory.
So if I...
L, English Channel at 5,25 in Atlantic Ocean.
If I press the 2 key...
2, German submarine at 4,25, location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean. A, German submarine to the northeast period, your fighter awakens period, your fighter at 3,24 period, patch sent to your city of Penzance, A, German submarine to the northeast period, all water...
Let's attack before we
5.
Run out of time.
Control O. German submarine face ahead from your fighter at 4,25.
Good.
German submarine sent from your fighter at 4,25. Your fighter at 11,23 period. Fuel remaining 11. Idle 5 moves remaining period. Location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean. Debug 102. All water period. 4, 3, 2, 1. Time 2. Your destroyer HMS Zoom sunk by German submarine at 2,22. German submarine face ahead from your destroyer HMS Forcer at 44,43. German submarine damaged by your destroyer HMS Forcer at 44,43. Your destroyer HMS Forcer sunk by German submarine at 44,43. Your fighter at 14,30 period. Within your city of Plymouth, fuel remaining 24. Idle 6 moves remaining period. Location England and Britain. Debug 34. There is land from the west and northeast period.
Okay, one thing that by taking so much time is that we lost a couple of destroyers we probably wouldn't have had to lose, and we could have sunk some of the submarines instead. Submarines always have an advantage when they attack first. This is the only special case for attacking. Destroyers have more hit points than submarines, so if they attack first, they have more of a chance of succeeding. So by letting the subs attack first, we gave up a couple of destroyers. But one thing we can do is, now we know where those subs are, our ships that were sunk probably radioed in. So let's look.
Alt S, multi-select list box, submarine Alt F 11, enemies units, 6. German submarine at 4,9 distance 21 southwest, German submarine at 3,21 distance 11 southwest, unselected. Enter time of conflict, dash registered to David Greenwood, German submarine at 3,20.
Let's see if we have any fighters nearby that we can use to attack it.
All F, multi-select list box, German fighter at 2,15 distance 6, All F 9, all units, 45. Multi-select list box, fighter at 5,28, German fighter at 5,28, idle distance 7 northeast, unselected. Fighter at 11,23, idle distance 8 northeast, fighter at 5,space, fighter selected, space, fighter at 11, space, fighter at space, unselected, fighter at 14,30, idle distance 11 northeast, selected.
Okay, I just selected a bunch of fighters, let's go after that sub. So I'm going to press F for these F4 I've selected?
F4 set. Move the desired SL. English J. German submarine at 3, T. German submarine to the west, period. Your fighter awakens, period. Your fighter at 8, 21, period. Path set to German submarine, 3, 21, period. Distance to destination 5. Fuel remain.
Okay, I'm going to attack it.
German submarine takes a hit from your fighter at 7, 21. German submarine sunk by your fighter at 7, 21. German submarine to the southeast and German submarine to the southwest, period. Your fighter awakens, period. Your fighter at 3.
Looks like we're finding a lot of submarines.
A. German submarine to the southeast and German submarine to the southwest, period. German submarine takes a hit from your fighter at 4, 22. German submarine sunk by your fighter at 4, 22. Your fighter at 18, 31, period. Within your city of Bournemouth, fuel remaining 20.
Now, ship's worst enemy are submarines, but submarines' worst enemy are fighters. So, we can take advantage of that at this point.
Tap. Your fighter at 18, 31, period. Within your city of Bournemouth, fuel remaining 20. J. England J. Debug 88. Your armor at 16, L. England L. Debug 7. Your city of Bournemouth at 18,
Maybe we should take a little break from the fighting, and I can show you a few keystrokes. One of the special keystrokes I want to show you is the G key for go to. If you know a location, you simply enter that location. So, G.
Unpause.
Ah, there's another keystroke for you. Control P. That will pause and unpause. Okay. Sorry. Back to the G command.
G, go to dialog, enter the X comma, Y coordinates, colon, enter the X comma, Y coordinates, colon, edit.
And if I enter 10, 10,
enter, list box, L, German city of Munich, 10, 10, 10, last seen here 4 moves ago, period, France at 10, 10 in Europe.
It takes you directly to that location.
L.
Okay.
Escape, time of conflict, dash register to David Greenwood.
Another keystroke is the Alt N keystroke. This allows you to search cities and units for special criteria. For example, you may want to find cities that are on the water, or you might want to find units that are on sentry. Let's take a look at all the units that are on sentry. So I go Alt N.
Alt N, select menu, list box, units which match the specified criteria.
It says units that match the specified criteria.
List box, cities which match the specified criteria.
And you've got cities that match the specified criteria.
Units which do not match the specified criteria.
These are
cities which do not match the specified criteria.
The next two are the ones that do not, and it's just the opposite. You could search for units that do not have a certain attribute, or cities that do not have a certain attribute. Let's go back to the
units which do not cities which match the specified units which match the specified criteria. Enter. Select units. List box. Idle.
Okay, we could search for all units that are idle.
List box. Roaming.
That are roaming.
Random movement.
Random.
Sentry.
Sentry. This is what I was looking for.
Enter empty. Time of conflict. Dash register to David Greenwood.
Okay, it comes up with none. Now that may be the scope. Let's set it to world.
Alt W. World. Multi-select list box. German city of Munich. 10, 10, distance 0, 151.
And I'm going to set the scope to all players. Well, let's set it to Alt F10. This would be
Alt F10. Your units 125.
Our units. Alt F9 is all units. Alt F10 is our units. Alt F11 is enemy units. You don't necessarily have to remember all these alt keystrokes. You could hit F12 and it will take you into a menu of all the keystrokes. And you can get to them, as of course, from the application's key. Okay, we've set the world scope and we've set our units. Let's do it again. Alt-N.
Alt-N. Select menu. List box. Units which match the specified criteria. Enter. Select units. List box. Idle. List box. Roaming. Random movement. Sentry. Enter. Multi-select list box. Infantry at 5, 28 on sentry. Distance 18 northwest. 49.
So we found 49 units. It's a collection of different ones. We've got
infantry at 5, infantry, unselected, infantry at 14, infantry at 18, 31 on sentry, distance 21 north, infantry at 12, 42 on sentry, distance 32 northeast, unselected.
Well, most of them seem to be in infantry, but it could be a mixture of infantry and other units. Okay, let's look at some other keystrokes.
Escape, time of conflict, dash register to David Green.
One thing we could do is track a unit. Let's say we want to track our We can't track the enemy, but we can track our own units. Let's track one of our destroyers.
OD, multi-select list box. Destroyer HMS Carter at 15.34 idle distance 24 northeast. Enter. Time of conflict. Cash register to David Greenwood.
Okay. We can assign a tracking value to the numbers 1 through 0. This is similar to the memory. So if we want to assign it to 2, we can hit Alt 2 on the from the top row.
Alt 2, the memory. L includes the 16 cop J, your city of Salisbury at 15.34 period. Contains 5 infantry units period, 1 destroyer period. Will produce infantry in 5 moves period. Location includes Britain.
Okay, we're tracking the destroyer, but it's currently in a city. But if we, let's say we go away from the city.
L includes 19.34 in Britain.
And we want to go back to the city, find Tartar. We just hit.
Your city of Salisbury at 15.34 period. Contains 5 infantry units period, 1 destroyer period. Will produce infantry in 5 moves period. Location includes Britain.
Now it goes to the city, but if, as I said, if the destroyer was out on the water, it would go directly to that destroyer no matter where it was. Now to memorize a fixed location, if we want to memorize, let's say,
L includes 18, your armor 18.33 period. Patch center your city of Portsmouth, 18.31 period. Distance to destination 2, 2 moves remaining period. Location includes Britain.
Let's say we want to memorize this position right here, where the armor is. We'd hit shift and a number. Well, now we can't use 2 because we've assigned that to tracking. So we'll use, let's say we'll use 3.
Number in memory.
Now, if we go elsewhere.
L includes 23.33 in Britain. Your armor 18.33 period. Patch center your city of Portsmouth, 18.31 period. Distance to destination 2. 2 move remaining period. Location includes Britain.
Okay, this is, they seem very similar, but they're quite different. Alt will track a unit as it moves. Shift and the number will only find a fixed location. So if this armor moves, it'll still find this location. But if the destroyer moves, it'll find the destroyer. Okay. Another thing that you can use the memory keys for is I guess the easiest way to explain this is to show it. Let's say we've got, let's see what's out there.
Multi-select list box. Destroyer HMS Antelope with 33 comma tab. Your destroyer HMS Antelope with 33 comma 39 period within your city of London. Idle 3. Destroyer Orb Tiaran at 40 comma 45 idle distance 22 northeast unselected. Tab. Your destroyer Orb Tiaran at 40 comma 45 period. Idle 3 move remaining period. Location North Sea in Atlantic Ocean. Enter. Time of conflict. Cash register to David Greenwood. J. North Sea at 39 comma. Your destroyer Orb Tiaran at 40 comma 45 period. Idle 3 move remaining period. Location North Sea in Atlantic Ocean.
Now I want to memorize that location, so of course just hit shift and a number. I'll assign it to shift F7.
And the memory.
Now let's look for a city.
On Y, multi-select list box, London at 33.39, producing an enter. Time of conflict, cash register to David Greenwood.
Now I'm going to put London in value 8.
Start the memory.
Now if I wanted to, let's say, go back to that ship, I hit 7.
Your destroyer Orb Tiaran at 40.45 period. Idle 3 moves remaining period. Location North Sea in Atlantic Ocean.
And if I wanted to send it to London, I just hit Control 8.
Control 8. Pass center your destroyer Orb Tiaran. Your destroyer Orb Tiaran pass center 33.39 period. German destroyer to the south period. Your infantry awakens period. Your infantry at 31.32 period. Within your city of Eastbourne. Idle 1 move remaining.
Okay. Now what this does is that every time I find a unit and I want to send it to London, all I have to do is hit Control 8 and it will go immediately. That saves you from putting F on the unit, finding the city, and then hitting T on it. Or not necessarily city, but the location you want the unit to be moved to. So it's a shortcut that is quite effective, especially if you've got hundreds of units and you want them, and they're all over the place, and for one reason or another, the list doesn't seem to be working for you in the way you want to use it. You can just move around from unit to unit and hit Control and where it's assigned. Now, you only have 10 memory variables. Normally that's enough because you don't usually have that many objectives going at once, or if you do, you have different ways of handling them. But if you do have more, you can use the Grav key, and that's found on different places in the keyboard, but one of the most common places is to the left of the one key on the top row. So if I wanted to assign
with the 32 or city of Eastbourne to 31 comma 32 period contains for it
the city of Eastbourne to a memory variable called Eastbourne, I would hit Shift Grav
tilde time of conflict dialog memory name colon edit,
and let's call it Eastbourne.
Enter time of conflict as registered to David Greenwood. English channel 34 comma 27 in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, I've moved away from it. Now, if I want to go to Eastbourne, I just hit Grav key.
Grav, list box, Eastbourne.
And there's a list of all. There's only Eastbourne in the list, so that makes it easy. I just hit Enter.
Enter, time of conflict, address registered to David Greenwood. Your city of Eastbourne at 31, 32 periods contains 4 infantry units periods. Will produce an infantry in 5 move periods. Location England, Britain.
And the number of named memory locations is virtually unlimited. So. Don't worry about that. But for the quick and dirty or the temporary memory variables, I'd use 1 through 0. They're a lot more convenient. Now there are some keystrokes that let you get around the map easily. These are home, end.
Home, end with a 21 comma for home, end with 11 comma 32 in Britain.
Home moves you to the left 5 or 10 cells, depending on the size of the map. And?
End. End with the 21 comma 30 end. Your city of Eastbourne at 31 comma 32 end. North Sea at 41 comma 32 in Atlantic Ocean.
Moves you right 5 or 10 cells. Page up.
Page up. North Sea at 41 comma 42 in Atlantic Ocean.
Moves you up 5 or 10.
Page down. North Sea at 41 comma 32 in Atlantic Ocean.
Page down moves you down 5 or 10. Now, if you want to go to the top of the map, shift page up.
Your destroyer HMS Somalia 41 comma. Page up. Your destroyer HMS Somalia 41 comma 50 period. Idle. 3 move remaining period. Location North Sea in Atlantic Ocean.
Shift page down to the bottom.
Transit 41 comma 1 in Europe.
To the far left. Shift home.
Selected. German troop transported 1 comma 1 last seen near 3 moves ago period. Bay of Biscay. Selected. Transit 50 comma 1 in Europe.
And shift end would take you to the far right. Here's a keystroke that you may find useful. It helps you get around within regions. Okay, what it is C followed by a direction arrow. Right now we are at...
Tab. Your infantry at 5, 28 periods within your city of Penzance. Idle. 1 move remaining period. Location England, Britain.
If I wanted to go to the far top of the region, I'd hit C.
C, list box. North left Baron, I right Baron.
And I for north.
I, Atlantic Ocean, jump 5 periods. Time of conflict, dash register to David Greenwood.
Okay, what it does is it moves as far as it can on the current region, land or water, until it finds a change in terrain, and then stop. So it should be 1 north of land. Let's say we'll go down 1 south, and we should find land.
England at 5 comma 32 in Britain.
Okay, let's say if we're now back in England, we want to go to the far east coast. So I hit C.
C, list box, north left Baron, right Baron.
And right arrow.
L, Atlantic Ocean comma jump 30 periods. Time of conflict, dash register to David Greenwood. England at 34 comma 32 in Britain.
I moved 1 left, and there's England. This is a good way to find your way around. I guess the most useful I have found it, in any event, is in sea battles where there are many, many islands and you need to jump from island to island. It really helps. It helps you figure out what is directly east or northeast, and you can do some exploration with that keystroke. Very useful. Now, another benefit of this keystroke is it's not necessarily obvious, but let's say we're on a unit.
Your armor is 5 comma 28 periods within your city of Penzance. Idle. 2 move remaining periods. Location England, Britain.
Okay, here's some armor that is it's out of a city.
Tab. Your armor is 25 comma 34 periods. Path center your city of Portsmouth comma 24 comma 32 periods. Distance to destination 2 move remaining periods. Location England, Britain.
Okay, it says it's on its way to Portsmouth. If we wanted to really find out what direction it was going, we hit C and the letter K.
C, list box, north left Farron, right Farron. K, southwest, time of conflict, dash register, the day with Greenwood, Atlantic Ocean, comma, jump 3, period.
Now, it says that its normal or its approximate movement path is southwest. So that may be useful to find out. So just put your cursor on a unit, hit C and the K, and it tells you what direction it is moving. Another keystroke I'd like to discuss is this is a list keystroke. Most if not all list keystrokes is a keystroke combined with the Alt key. If you want to find all the units within the current cell, use Alt L. Let's try it.
Alt L, multi-select list box, city of Portsmouth at 24,32 producing infantry units, distance 0-8.
Okay, we hit the cursor on Portsmouth, hit Alt L, and it's come up with 8 units. Now, one of them is the city itself, so there's 7 units within Portsmouth. That's quite useful when you're working with troop transports, carriers, and of course cities. There's a series of keystrokes starting with F5 and going through to F9 that are quick information ones. If the cursor is on a unit, right now it's sitting on an infantry unit within, let's just check.
Tab, your infantry at 5,28 period within your city of Penzance, idle, one move remaining period, location includes in Britain.
Now, we get most of the information we need through the tab key, but that gets pretty cumbersome when you're dealing with hundreds of units. And you're working in hundreds of turns. So there are a series of keystrokes that will give you brief information. F5.
F5, move one.
Will tell you how much fuel you have if it's a fighter, and will tell you how many moves you have left in the turn.
F6, within your city of Penzance.
F6 will tell you what unit this unit is within. So if it was in a carrier, it would tell you that.
F7, idle.
F7 is your status, whether it's on sentry, idle, following, whatever.
F8, a damage period.
F8 is your how many hit points are left. In this case, it comes back undamaged. That means you've got full hit points.
F9, location includes Britain.
And F9 is your location and your area. Here's another command. It's not a list command. It does have the Alt key that must be pressed with it. But it does help you get around the map. It remembers up to the 10 last units or locations you were at. So if I hit Alt H.
Alt H, Portsmouth at 24,32.
Remember we were at Portsmouth a little while ago? Let's hit Alt H again.
Alt H, English Channel at 22,31 in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, we must have been doing something in English Channel.
Alt H, armor at 25,34.
Remember the armor? We were using that to set memory.
Alt H, armor at 33,39.
Armor again.
Alt H, armor at 18,31.
Ah, yes, this is where I was looking for some armor. And these are within cities. You can tell by the noise sound, the noises that are played with the armor.
Alt H, armor at 5,28. Alt H, armor at 5,28. Alt H, infantry at 5,28.
Okay, so it's moved through quite a few different armor. That's when I was looking for it. It's moved to the infantry. Now, it will wrap around, so it does remember up to 10 of the past units that we, or locations that we were working at. If you keep hitting Alt H, it will wrap around to your first item again. Another keystroke that I've used briefly in a few places is the Shift N key. Normally, the computer will prompt you for names or will generate names, but if for some reason you want to name it manually, you can hit the Shift N key.
Edward VI, 20 in Britain.
Say we wanted to change the name Britain.
Name dialogue. Would you like the name is landmass question? Otherwise, comma, is L will be name period. Yes, but name dialogue. Name is landmass colon. Name is landmass colon edit. Written.
Okay, here we could leave it the same if we had made a mistake, or change it if we want it to be named something else. I'd like to leave it the same.
Enter.
Okay, I've...
Jay, input the file. Your city of Penzance at 5.28.
I found the city of Penzance again. Let's say I wanted to attach a note to the city. Maybe the note would say something about... okay, let's make it up as we go. Control N allows you to assign a note.
Control N, notes dialogue, note colon edit. C, I, T, Y, space, T, O, space, E, E, space, U, S, E, D, space, T, O, space, A, T, T, A, C, K, space, F, R, A, N, C, E, enter, note added, time of conflict, dash register, today with Greenwood. L, input the 6.20 in written. A, your city of Penzance at 5.28 period contains 3 infantry units period, 2 armor units period, 1 fire period, will produce an infantry and 4 move period, no colon city to be used to attack France, location in Britain. Slower, slower, slower.
Okay, I've added a note that said, city to be used to attack France. So this might be the staging city. And, you know, I may, a game may last several days, so you may forget what your strategy is from day to day, so this is a good way to put in a reminder. You can use also attach notes to land locations, or you can attach them to
30 seconds
units. But you notice the bell.
L into the 6J. Your city of Penzance at 5.28 period.
So every time you move over the unit, it will ring the that little bell you hear. So it's easy to identify a unit city location that contains a note. Now, just out of interest here, I was noticing that the Bismarck has located itself just south of Penzance.
J, England at 4 L, your city of Penzance at 5.28 period.
Okay, let's see what we can do. We can hit Alt L, and that will tell us what's in Penzance. What can we defend the city with?
Alt L, multi-select list box, city of Penzance at 5.28, producing infantry units, distance 0, 6, fighter at 5.28, idle, armor at 5, infantry at 5.20, infantry at 5, unselected.
So, let's attack the Bismarck. We've got a fighter here.
Oh, city of Penzance at fighter at 5.28, idle, distance 0, unselected. German battleship Bismarck takes a hit from your fighter at 5.27. German battleship Bismarck takes a hit from your fighter at 5.27. German battleship Bismarck damaged by your fighter at 5.27. Your fighter shot down by German.
Okay, we got 2 good hits on the Bismarck before it shot down our fighter. Let's hit it with some of our armor. The armor can bombard the Bismarck, as the Bismarck can bombard our armor. Okay, let's give it a shot, so to speak. So the armor is going to bombard Bismarck.
Your armor has no effect with bombardment on German battleship Bismarck at 5.27 period, 120. German battleship Bismarck damaged by bombardment by your armor at 5.27, 122. Infantry at 5.28, idle distance 0. Alt L, 5. Multi-select list box, infantry at 5.20, infantry at 5, armor at 5.28, idle distance 0, unselected. Armor at 5, city of Penzance at 5, armor at 5, armor at 5.28, idle distance 0, unselected. German battleship Bismarck damaged by bombardment by your armor at 5.27.
Okay, I went back to the Alt L and found the armor that had some moves left. And now I'm doing control down arrow because Bismarck is south of the city and I've got one shot with another one of our armor. Okay, let's find that armor again.
Alt L, multi-select list box, sit. Escape, time of conflict, dash red. England at your city of Penzance at 5, Alt L, multi-select list box, armor at 5.28, idle distance 0, unselected. Your armor has no effect with bombardment on German battleship Bismarck at 5.27.
Okay, we have nothing else to shoot at the Bismarck with. We've hit 2 armor units, armored units, and we've got some hits on it. Unfortunately, what is probably going to happen is the Bismarck will probably take a few shots at us now. When its turn comes around, and we'll probably head back to port for repairs. Let's see if there's anything we can do, anything nearby we can move after the business.
Infantry at 5, armor at 5, 28, armor at 5, 28, idle distance, escape, time of German battleship Bismarck at 5, 27, location English Channel in Atlantic Ocean, ODEP, multi-select list box, fighter at 18, 31, idle distance, 13, northeast, 37. Fighter at 18, 32 on sentry distance, 13 northeast, unselected.
Okay, now these fighters, the closest fighters are 13 away. The Bismarck will be well away by then. We may want to send them to Penzance, just in case. So let's...
Fighter at 18, 31 idle space, fighter at 18, space, unselected, select space, unselected, fighter space, unselected, space, selected, fighter at 18, 32 on sentry.
Okay, I went through five of them, pressing down arrow in spacebar. Space to select them. Now I'm going to hit the F key on them.
F5 set, move to desired destination and press T period. Time of conflict dash registered to David Greenwood. England at 4, German battleship Bismarck at 5, 27.
Okay, I'm going to want to send these fighters to Penzance, so...
Your city of Penzance at 5, 28 period contains 2 infantry units period, 2 armored units period, will...
Penzance was north of the Bismarck, if you recall. So I put T on Penzance.
T. German battleship Bismarck to the south period. Your infantry awakens period. Your infantry at 5, 28 period. Within your city of Penzance, idle. One move remaining period. Location England and Britain.
Let's put all the units back to sleep in Penzance. They can't really do anything at the moment anyway.
Four units have been sent to sentry. German submarine to the east period. Your destroyer or peer on awakens period. Your destroyer or peer on the 36, 39 period. Path set to your city of London, 33, 39 period. Distance to destination 3.
Okay, I've pretty well gone all through most of the keystrokes. There's, well, actually quite a few more, but they're either more advanced than I'd like to discuss right now, or they're minor keystrokes, things that might be nice, but not necessary. So let's end this with one more attack and see how we do.
A German submarine to the east period. There is land from the northwest to north and from the southeast to southwest period.
Okay, we've got a destroyer to the east. Let's see what we can do.
Control L. Your destroyer or peer run takes a hit from German submarine at 37,39. Your destroyer or peer run takes a hit from German submarine at 37,39. German submarine takes a hit from your destroyer or peer run at 37,39. Your destroyer or peer run damaged by German submarine at 37,39. German submarine sunk by your destroyer or peer run at 37,39. German submarine to the southeast and German submarine to the southwest period. Your fighter awakens period. Your fighter at 17,30 period. Path set to your city of Penzance, 5,28 period. Distance to destination 12. Fuel remaining 23. 5 move remaining period. Location.
Okay, it did talk on for a while there. We were successful in sinking that submarine, which was good. It was a close one, though, because it had hit us twice already. But since we initiated the attack, the hits were a lot less powerful than if it initiated the attack. So, anyways, I hope that this has helped you understand time of conflict. This has been a quick and dirty tutorial, minimal editing, and it was thrown together pretty quickly, so please forgive me for that, but I wanted to get this out, and we will have an official tutorial after, certainly once version 1 has been released. Have fun.